and welcome to the Target Podcast, powered by Hollywood Bets. I'm your host, Deshawn, and with me in studio today are football analysts Ayanda Vesey and Sipa Sishle Sony. Gentlemen, welcome.
Greetings, greetings. How are you, gents?
It's great to be back. Greetings to our listeners at home. Yeah.
Algeria 3, Bafana 3, an impressive high-scoring draw. Where do we even start? I mean, for an away team to score 3 goals on enemy territory, I mean, gosh, what a performance by Hugo Bruce's side.
No, they were not away. Remember, they were playing at the Nelson Mandela Stadium there. Yeah, so it shows the relationship that Algeria has between Algeria and South Africa. Even the fans, they had their flag, Algerian flag, and the Nelson Mandela flag.
Yeah, I saw that.
Flag there, so it shows the unity between the countries and the relationship. And I remember when Bafana knocked out Morocco in the AFCON, the Algerian fans were celebrating. I think this is also what led to the friendly match between South Africa and Algeria. But coming back into the game, given to the results that Bafana drew against Andorra, Hugo Bruce was trying to give some new players a chance, of which I can't put a gun on their head to say they didn't perform, but it was some of the players, it was their first time being in the national team, you know. So coming back into the game, it showed the team that was in the AFCON, they still in that level of performing,
competing.
Yeah. But now the question is, is this team, because in June we're going to play the World Cup qualifiers, are these players who were playing against Andorra, are they ready to replace? Because the likes of Temba Zwane are old now. I don't think we'll have Temba Zwane if we qualify for the World Cup. I don't think we're going
to... It'll be 2 years from now. So even if he plays in the qualifiers...
You see, and there's also AFCON qualifiers. I think before we go to the World Cup, there'll be AFCON in 2025. So even Temba Zwane himself, he even agreed that he's no longer a player that can go all 90 minutes, you see. So that tells you that the players, the likes of Maswanganyi, who's like on the bar to replace Temba Zwane, it's time for them to show up, you know. I know it's big shoes to fill. We won't get the proper replacement for Temba Zwane, but it's time for those young players to step up and show what they can do for the national team, you know?
Yeah. So anyway, I think Vesey just went on a small tangent over there.
Yeah.
One thing after the other. But let's just bring it back to Algeria 3, Bafana 3. Your thoughts on the game?
What's a game, man? It was a great game that I think we could have won. Yeah. As much as both sides came out strong, but we could have won. I mean, if you check the stats, we dominated the ball position. We had more passes than them. And Temba Zwane, what a player, as Waters has mentioned, you know.
Yeah.
What a quality player. It would be a bit hard to replace him.
Yeah.
But we have the talent, as he has mentioned, players like Maswanganyi. Hopefully by the time Yanga his boots, they'll be ready, you know, to take over.
Yeah. Let's just speak defensively before we move on to the attack. We didn't keep a clean sheet against Andorra. We didn't keep a clean sheet against Algeria. And it was clear to see that there wasn't that many Sundowns plays in at back five. I think if you look at the success at AFCON, that Bafana had at AFCON, it was down to that Sundowns defensive unit. And it was, I want to say, a mixture of Sundowns, Pirates, you know. I think Mobi represents Sekukune, you know, in his domestic days. But do you think maybe those new faces at the back caused the confusion?
I think conceding goals is something that Bruce should really look at.
Yeah.
You know, also, speaking of those games, especially the Andorra game, as he has mentioned, there were a lot of new faces. I mean, Bruce has been trying out, you know, a bunch of new players. I think they're going to take time, you know, to gel and get used to each other, unlike, you know, the Sundowns combination.
Yeah.
They play with each other, you know, within and out. So, yeah, something that will be looked at, and I think they're gonna fix it as time goes by.
Yeah, I have to agree with Gift on that one, because Mamelodi Sundowns players, you know, they know each other, they know how to communicate, which brings me to, like, not only Chiefs and Pirates, but all other PSL teams, the players, they need to step up now, because we can't, if Sundowns players, they can't deliver, or let's say now Sundowns players, they are injured, they can't go and represent the national team.
Yeah.
Who else is going to step up
and play cohesively as a team?
So which every PSL player that wants to represent the national team, they need to step up. Now, I think the Sundowns players, this game against the Algeria, set the bar, like the standard of how Mamelodi Sundowns is important, you know, for our national team.
Yeah.
Also, Chiefs, I'll have to also mention Chiefs and Pirates players, because I think those are the two teams that the fans are saying they
need more.
Yeah, their players should be also included in the national team. They also need to, like, step up now to show that they want to be, to represent the country, be part of the history, because Mamelodi Sundowns players, they've already, like, written their history in the national team.
Mm.
So we need more from those players to push hard, you know, so that our national team, we can know that it's competitive.
It's as strong as it can possibly be.
And they can reach that level, you know.
Yeah.
It's only, like, on how they want to represent themselves, you know. Mm. So I think as time goes on, like, combination plays will just get
You'll
well.
You'll have to be focused.
Yeah.
You'll have but to focus then attention there.
Time is not on their corner, because soon we'll be playing the World Cup qualifiers against Nigeria and Zimbabwe.
Mm.
So there you don't need to take any chances.
Yeah.
They have to get the business done.
Yeah,
that's it.
I think, if I'm not mistaken, we've got one win and one loss across our opening two qualifiers.
Yeah. So we lost against Rwanda. We won against
Botswana. Benin.
Benin here at home. So, yeah, so we lost the away to Rwanda.
Yeah, just to touch on your Sundowns point, do you think it's maybe a blessing and a curse that majority of the players are from Sundowns? Because why I say it's a blessing, well, honestly, the AFCON, like our third place finish will serve, you know, I don't need to touch on that, but the curse rather is that if you look at the future of Sundowns and how many South American players have come in over the last, like, three seasons or so, it looks like that future of the team might not actually be made of, the central cog might not be South African based players.
No. I'll disagree with you on that one, Tesh. Looking at Mamelodi Sundowns, the way they're signing players, I won't be surprised at this coming window if they're signing about 15 players. Because looking at the calendar, the kind of matches that they will be playing, the African Football League have introduced that the next one, there will be 32 teams.
More teams. Gosh.
Playing there. So you see at the calendar of Mamelodi Sundowns, they always, like, in the CAF Champions League, you know, they'll be also playing the DStv Premiership. There are also domestic competitions, you know. So I think the squad, they're trying to have, like, a squad that they know that these players are for CAF Champions League. These players are for, they can play in the league. These players can play in the African Football League.
Yeah.
They also have a Club World Cup that's coming on their way. I do believe that they stand a good chance to qualify for the Club World Cup, because I saw the point system that they are number third.
Yeah.
I think they need, like, four wins before they qualify for the FIFA Club World Cup, you know, of which it's something that they can do, you know.
Yeah.
So I think for me, I think they're trying to bring those South American players because they want to conquer Africa,
yeah,
you know. And it's good to see that some of the players that are from locally, if you look at the starting lineup of Mamelodi Sundowns, I can tell you maybe like 8 of those players are from South Africa.
Yeah.
Then maybe 4 of them are from abroad, you know. So for me, I think it's a blessing to have a team like Mamelodi Sundowns.
Yeah.
For our national team, we can't run away from that. Yes, I'm an Orlando Pirates fan, but we have to give credit where it's due.
Mm, 100%. Yeah. Sony, I want to ask you, elaborate on the pool of players that Hugo Bruce now has to work with, because Vezzi has just made his case about more Pirates players, more Chiefs players. You know, then there still is a majority Sundowns-based quartet in that Bafana setup. But looking ahead to the June 2026 qualifiers, do you think now is the right time to start playing Apollos more, Makwana more, you know, Mayo possibly?
Yeah, he needs to look at all sides. You know, we saw what Makwana did. He was given a chance and he took it with both hands. He scored in his first game. And also he played well last night when he came in. He took a shot and fortunately the goal was given to Reynas, who also
he played
performed
very well, yeah.
Very well, by the way. So Bruce is currently blessed with talent. So I think he does not only need to look at Chiefs, Pirates and Sundowns. I mean, Stelis has got amazing players. Adams was there in AFCON, if I'm not mistaken. And
yeah,
he played Polo well.
Polokwane, if I'm not mistaken as well.
Apollos
yeah, is
from Polokwane, yes. He played well yesterday. He has been performing. That's why he's been constantly called up to the team. Maswanganyi also just been called, and he played well against Andorra.
There's also the AmaZulu bass player Banjwa.
Yes, you see. So I think the whole PSL has like
representation,
talented players. I just hope that they can step up also in their clubs, make the league more competitive, you know, so that we can have, you know, more teams representing us in CAF, you know, to get that experience of not only playing in SA, because we've seen how that has been helpful with regards to Mamelodi Sundowns. Yeah.
Okay. Before kickoff, there was massive speculation that Hugo Bruce was linked with Tunisia. This morning, as of this morning, I haven't seen any article breaking that story. Do you believe the rumors? Do you think it's true? Do you think he will be the coach of the Tunisian national team?
No. I think the Tunisian, they're trying to like
destabilize the operation.
Yeah, and they're also like trying to like how can I put it? They're trying to lure Hugo Bruce to Tunisia because. I think it was on Radio 2000. They invited a Tunisian journalist, you know, and I can quote what he said on the radio. He said, "We didn't say that Hugo Bruce has signed with Tunisian Football Federation. We are saying he's close to signing. Already on the 22nd on February, we were told it's happening and he has agreed in principle, even if he denies now."
Yeah.
Tunisian journalist Ahmed Adala speaking on Radio 2000. And then he continues to say he was told to wait for the Congress of the Tunisian Football Federation, which was supposed to be on the 9th of March, but it was delayed. Maybe that's why he hasn't signed yet. He was very clear that he wants to leave South Africa because he wants to be close to his family in Belgium, and Tunisia gives him that opportunity. I think they, because the agreement between Hugo Bruce and Safa is that he wants to be close with his family. And then Safa said, okay, you can spend more time with your family in Belgium. But when comes the days when the matches are close, you can come back to South Africa to monitor the players. So I don't think Hugo Bruce will leave Bafana Bafana.
Yeah.
I think they're trying to just destabilize
The tie that he has with the national team.
Yeah, and also Hugo Bruce has like a mandate with Bafana Bafana.
Yeah.
He also wants to make a name for himself, you know, because Bafana Bafana, when was the last time they qualified for the World Cup? And he almost took us to the World Cup. So I think for him, also for his profile, it's important to take a team like Bafana Bafana to the World Cup.
And
look what he has done with Bafana Bafana in the AFCON.
Yeah.
So I don't think he's going to leave anytime soon.
Yeah. Gift, I also want to ask you the same question. Let's leave the family, the politics aside. Let's keep it on a football pitch. Do you think the South African national team offers a better project to Hugo Bruce, or does the Tunisian national football team offer a better project to Hugo Broos right now, if you're the manager, if you're the advisor, Belgium aside, family aside, just on the plays, because again, look at what he's done.
Exactly. Let's look at the work that he has done with the South African team. I mean, it wouldn't make sense to just abandon it like that and then go start something fresh there in Tunisia. I mean, the man came and performed well at AFCON. I think we came out third after almost 10 years, if not more.
Mm. So, and we got knocked out in the semi-final on a penalty shootout. I mean,
yes,
against Nigeria of all nations.
Yes. Yeah. So what's next for him is to qualify for the World Cup and then see what happens. So I think the South African project at the moment is more interesting than Tunisia. I mean,
but you feel he can garner more success?
Yes.
Would that if he stays?
I think he should stay.
Yeah, for me, I think if he can have like a good relationship with PSL, the suffer between, because the only issue with Hugo Broos that he's having, and it frustrates him, is the communication between him and PSL, between SAFA and PSL.
Yeah. You know,
sometimes I remember before they even went to the AFCON, the players were released late by their clubs, you know. So I think if he can have like a good working relationship with the PSL, I think he can stay. But for now, on his mind, I think he wants to take Bafana Bafana to the AFCON. I mean, to the
FIFA World Cup.
To the FIFA World Cup.
That being said, is SAFA doing enough to make sure that the success of the national team is prioritized?
I think SAFA, they're trying to do as much as they can to keep him happy. For the fact that they said they can spend more time with his family in Belgium, that shows that they're willing
to accommodate him.
Yeah. And Hugo Broos, I will call him like he has that tendency of waking up a sleeping giant because he woke up the sleeping giant in Cameroon. And then he was appointed as Bafana Bafana coach, woke up the sleeping giant, and Tunisia is a sleeping giant.
Yeah.
We can shy away from that. And I think they see that this is the man that is perfect for the job. And
yeah, I think if you're the Tunisian Federation, you're probably looking at his results on the African continent, because I think if you can dominate Africa, you get like more appeal, and you know, maybe your Bosnia and Herzegovina or like you know, Switzerland could want to maybe say, we'll welcome you, let's play a friendly, or come into our country, all expenses paid. You know, suddenly it opens doors in Europe, maybe in America as well. You know, we want to have a friendly, you generate global support like that if you dominate Africa, shall I say. And his results speak for themselves.
And I remember when people were like laughing at him when he said he wants to Bafana Bafana to play France.
Yeah.
And then after that, he came back and said the statement that he made, that there are players who are not serious, and then he's going to stick on his own like beliefs. And what after that game against France, Bafana Bafana, we saw a different Bafana Bafana from then, you know. So he knows what he's doing. And even I was happy to see some of the fans were against Hugo Broos when he was appointed. And even if before we went to AFCON, some of the fans, when the story broke that he might leave South Africa, majority of the fans were like, we need this man to take us to the World Cup.
Public outcry.
You see, that shows what he's capable of.
Yeah.
And for the fact that the South African fans are behind him.
Yeah.
Shows that the national team needs.
Yeah. Gift, I've got a small stat here for you. Our Algerian opponents were ranked 15 spots ahead of us in the latest FIFA World Rankings. What a man. Like, he's united the national team. He's restored pride. He's given us something, some glory, you know, a bronze medal.
Yeah, bro, it shows that the man is serious about his job. You know, the work that he has done. I mean, look at where we were before he took over, and look at where we are now in terms of the ranking,
CAF
and FIFA. So the man has done the job. I understand everyone's outcry when there were reports that he's leaving, because the new coach would have had to come
restart
and restart everything. You know, he may not have the same, you know, vision, tactics, and
or technical team.
Yes, that Bruce was working on.
Yeah,
you know, he'd have to start afresh, and that would greatly affect us in the qualifiers. Mm. You know,
it will destabilize the project. Yes, you know,
destabilize the whole thing because we'll have to build, you know, from
a whole new football. Yeah. Okay, let me move the conversation over to the political side of things. I've seen Hugo Bruce at a few PSL fixtures.
Yeah.
But I haven't seen PSL managers at Bafana fixtures, at South African fixtures.
The coach is very outspoken and he has
cried out about the lack of support. And, you know, I don't want to make it a SAFA versus PSL thing. Mm-hmm. I want to make it a coach versus coach thing because remember, as a manager, you don't always play by the rules.
Yeah.
You know, you've seen managers do outlandish things. You know, if it's for the passion of the game. And like I'm saying, if you are right now, let's say I'm a Zulu manager, one of your players just got picked by the national team, shouldn't you
be there to show support?
Exactly. You know, there was a home game in Benin. Vezi just mentioned a home game against Benin, last year. Don't recall seeing one or two PSL managers. Maybe they were there in the sidelines. But again, I want to say more PSL managers should attend Bafana fixtures.
I think when it comes to PSL, more of the coaches are more concerned about getting their teams like ready for when the international break is done.
Yeah.
The teams are ready.
For a few hours. Because again, you can leave the session to your technical team, your assistants.
Yeah, you know, I remember when Coach Rulani went to support Bafana, I think they were playing in Orlando Stadium against, I think it was Namibia, so he was there just to show support on Shalulile and some of the players that were in the Bafana squad, you know. So sometimes I think it also goes with the, as you said before, the passion of the game, but looking at the PSL, some coaches, I think they're more focused on trying to study their next opponents, you know, on the fixtures, on the DStv Premiership fixtures, you know. So I think that's where like they're more concerned about, you know, trying to save their jobs. Because as a manager, once your team is not performing, you're the one to...
Hot seat, you're in the hot seat.
Yeah.
And all eyes on you.
Yeah, like the other team that I won't mention that just lost their friendly match 3-1, you know, so... You need to like just focus and try to make sure that the team is
in
the right space, you know.
We're going to speak about those teams just now, but I think it's about time that we maybe move our attention over to the DStv Premiership. The league resumes this weekend, and we've got a few cracking encounters to savor, especially Cape Town City up against Kaizer Chiefs. We're gonna pick on that fixture in a bit, but let's just start with Stellenbosch hosting Royal M. Gift, I know you've been a big supporter of Stellenbosch, closet Sillies fan, if I can say.
What do you mean, closet?
Maybe you can tell us a bit what's happening in the camp. Don't be shy. I know you had a call at Barker this morning.
It's gonna be a good game. You know, Stelling has been, you know, really performing lately. I think their unbeaten run has stretched, let's just say, to over 10 matches. So
confidence against Royal M.
Yeah, and they're playing at home, so Royal M will have to bring it.
Yeah,
you know, we'll have to be on their toes.
Yeah,
and given their performance lately, Royal M, I think
all right, let's move along to your preview, your prediction.
Stellenbosch,
yeah,
to win
2-1, 3-1, 1-1.
2-0.
2-0 Sillies.
Sillies. One way.
One way, all the way. One way traffic. All right. Polokwane City up against Chippa United. Chippa churning across some decent results. I know they were defeated last time out, but they were just getting some form.
Even Polokwane, they were defeated by Golden Arrows.
Yeah.
I think it's home, 1-0.
Yeah.
But they played. So it's going to be also this. Gonna be a good game, and Chippa, they showed character when they played to Sundowns.
Mm.
When they lost, 2-0 to Sundowns. So,
yeah.
But in this one, I see Polokwane
taking it. Yes. You agree with that Yeah.
No, I think it's gonna be a draw.
Goalless draw.
No, a draw. Either a goalless or but it's gonna be a draw. Yeah. That's my bet.
All right. KZN Derby, Golden Arrows hosting Richards Bay. Golden Arrows with the appointment of Steve Campella.
Yeah, the boys are now motivated, you know, with that win.
New manager bounce, new first win, I think, after 10 games or something.
Yeah, so, and Richards Bay has not been impressive. I watched their game against SuperSport in the Nedbank Cup. They weren't playing, you know, like a team. So I think as much as Arrows has been having issues, but I think they're going to take this one. So my money is on Arrows.
Arrows, I have to be with Gift on this one.
Yeah. All right. We've got a revenge match bubbling under the surface. TS Galaxy hosting AmaZulu.
I think TS Galaxy lost the last game. So, yeah, they're going to be coming hard. And you
come out all guns blazing. Yeah, and you know, they got a small.
It's going to be there, you know.
Yeah. They've also got the Nedbank Cup quarterfinal just a few weeks away, so maybe tension could be on that one.
Yeah, I think this one, both teams are playing in the quarterfinals. Gonna be one of a game. Patlelo said their coach, the Uchi Jimp, is the right man to lead AmaZulu. So if AmaZulu can give him more time now, they have a structure, even though he has like won 9 matches in 25 games across all competitions.
Yeah.
But he took AmaZulu to the semis of the Carling knockout.
And he's in the quarters currently.
Yeah, so with him partly believing in a coach like that, and he said, yes, he believes in him, but there's inconsistency in the team. So he urges the team to be more consistent. So I think with that being said, I think AmaZulu, this one will try and push ETS Galaxy on the brink here. So I have to give it to AmaZulu.
AmaZulu.
Yeah. I think it's a draw.
All right. Sekhukhune hosting Orlando Pirates. Both teams starting the off very strongly.
This is the time my Orlando Pirates turn things around, you know. They sit the second on the log and they see that spot of playing in the CAF Champions League.
Mm.
And we know Orlando Pirates is one of those teams that like to play in the continental competition.
Mm.
You know, it's one of the teams that is recognized from Africa. South Africa, in Africa, you know. So I think with the coach, Jose Rivero, it will also improves his profile if Orlando Pirates finishes performs second, and they also like win because they stand a chance of winning a double this season, you know. So I think this one, Orlando Pirates, even their player, the players on their minds, like
they'll be looking at that one. Yeah.
So I have to give it to the Orlando Pirates this one.
I agree with Vezi. Yeah, they will want to keep their second position spot and try also to catch up to Sundowns, which seems, you know, like but
no one will catch Sundowns.
Yeah, I think they'll want you know,
maybe establish themselves as second place.
Yes,
because it's right now anybody like
SuperSport is there.
Yeah,
they're separated by goal difference.
Mm.
Yeah, so yeah, I think Pirates needs this one more than so they're gonna come out, you know, and fight, you know, also to play in CAF.
Mm.
Yeah, so I'm giving it to Pirates also.
All right. Sunday sees Cape Town Spurs hosting Morocco Swallows. Now, Swallows, of course, with a massive exodus of players, Cape Town Spurs rooted to the foot of the table. Which way do you see this one going?
Cape Town Spurs has been performing well lately. I think in the league, they haven't lost their past 4 games. And on the other hand, Swallows has not had a win in their past 4 league matches.
Yeah.
So I'm giving it to Spurs.
I have to agree with Gift on this one. Before, I remember I said Cape Town Spurs will go down. Richards Bay Richards Bay will go on and play playoffs. I remember very well. I said Swallows will survive. But hey, looking at Spurs, and coach Ernest Middendorp is one of the coaches that has a tendency of saving clubs, you know. And they're playing at home, so I have to give it this one to them.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think the tables have turned now and might be Richards Bay.
Yeah. If Spurs win and Richards Bay, they don't, and then
I think they're separated by 2 points.
Yeah,
now.
Yeah. They separated by 2 points. So Richards Bay is in big trouble there. If Spurs
win. Richards Bay separate Swallows and Cape Town.
No, he's saying, yeah, the point system between
Richards and Cape Town.
Yeah, it's 2 points.
Yeah.
So Richards Bay, they really need to step up if they want to survive, you know.
100%. Yeah. Okay. The feature game for this weekend sees Eric Tinkler's Cape Town City hosting interim manager Kevin Johnson's Kaizer Chiefs.
Kaizer Chiefs, yeah. So sad what is happening at Kaizer Chiefs. We've been saying this for the longest time now. Yeah. For the fact that they also lost a friendly match against a practice match against the Amatucks, you know, they used their regular starters in that game. So, which shows that we've been saying this, and I'm tired of talking about it, that there's a lot that is happening there at Kaizer Chiefs.
Yeah.
And we don't know what's happening there. And I was looking at the head-to-head stats. I think they played Cape Town City, they have won more games than Kaizer Chiefs. I think Cape Town City,
they've won nine. Yeah.
And then Kaizer Chiefs have won eight.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it shows.
It's a game of few margins. It's not like Cape Town City are outperforming Kaizer Chiefs.
Yeah. But we know Cape Town City, especially when they're playing it in Cape Town, this is a side that just go there and think it's going to be a walk in the park, you know. Even though Kaizer Chiefs, everywhere they go, they feel like they're playing at home because of their fans, you know. But I have to give it to this one, to Cape Town City. Yeah. They're going to push Kaizer Chiefs over the edge.
Yeah. Yeah.
Look,
Chiefs had a bit of form going into the derby. Of course, their most recent defeat was that in the derby, going out 3-2. Yeah. Nothing to be ashamed of.
No, yeah,
they only got one win since this year.
Kaizer Kevin Chiefs. Johnson has been appointed.
No, this year.
This year.
Only one win. That tells you that.
Talk to us, Sony. Give us something.
The form is not there, you know. The form is not there for Kaizer Chiefs. For me, they only stood up in the Soweto Derby, because in a game against Golden Arrows, that game was supposed to be a draw. They denied Golden Arrows a goal, and then they said it's an offside, which it was the official's blunder, you know. But then looking at Kaizer Chiefs, the results are not coming. I think I respect Calvin Jones as a coach. He has done so much for South African football. But for me, I don't think he's the right man for Kaizer Chiefs, personally.
Do you think that's why they only gave him until the end of the season? Because
because
the caliber of coaches that really should be at the helm.
And I heard that there's a big coach that is going to be announced by Kaizer Chiefs. We don't know. Benny McCarthy is leaving Man United at the end of the season, but his agent has said Benny McCarthy is too big for Kaizer Chiefs. So we don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
And maybe they might go back and renegotiate with Nabi, which they'll have to buy him out
from his Tanzanian.
Unless,
team.
No, he's in Morocco now.
Morocco, yeah.
Yeah. Which is sitting at the top of the table there.
Oh, he's not leaving that.
So unless he's going to resign,
you know,
but they have to give him what he wants.
Yeah.
You know? So at Kaizer Chiefs, there's a lot that is going on. That's all I can say. I
also
want
to throw another name in the hat. I believe the Nigerian manager, Jose Pizarro, if I'm not mistaken. He's been also linked. Yeah. I don't think he's he might be a free agent, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, I haven't had any links, any club link to him.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they can't get the man. But
have you applied for the job, Gift?
No. But I'm starting to wonder if the issue
if you should apply.
No. I'm starting to wonder now if the issue is really just the coach.
Yeah.
You know. So we have to look at Chiefs issues, you know, from
all matters.
Yeah, from all angles. You know, we've seen what's been happening lately. You know, they've got some good coaches who came and didn't do well. I mean, from Steve Compeller.
Yeah, and also I'll have to question their scouts.
Yeah,
also, like when they signed Gonzalez,
Bobby Motong.
No, like their scouts, not Bobby.
Not Bobby.
Bobby, he's like a manager, like sign players, but their scouts also, because when you sign a player, you have to show the coach that this is what the player can.
Yeah,
they signed Gonzalez, and there was people were praising Gonzalez that he's going to deliver at Kaizer Chiefs, what he has done for Kaizer Chiefs. Let's talk about facts now. What he has done for Kaizer Chiefs.
12 games.
You know, one first touch. A player can't even fail a first touch. You know,
yeah.
Which, and he's on loan, I believe, at Kaizer Chiefs. And I don't think Kaizer Chiefs will want to keep a player like that. You know, so I think for me, their scouts also, they need to question themselves. Is this they doing it for the love?
Or yeah.
What they're doing?
Let me ask you this. With the current squad that Kevin Johnson has to work with, what is the ceiling from now until the end of the season? I think there's about 10 games left to play for Chiefs, if I'm not mistaken. How many points are we looking at?
At Kaizer Chiefs, let me quickly look at their games. But
we're going to circle back to you, but let me ask you, with the current team, surely like seventh place is not good enough?
No, we must target at least top five. Yeah, top five also is...
Cape Town City currently occupy fifth place, yeah?
So it's Sundown. Right now it's Sundowns, Pirates, Supersports,
Stellenbosch, Cape Town.
Cape Town, I think.
Sekukune, Chiefs.
You see...
Chiefs are seventh.
I think...
Arrows are 3 points behind Chiefs and so, Golden Arrows recorded 10 defeats.
For me, I think the mandate now for Kaizer Chiefs, because looking, they have 29 points. And Supersport United and Orlando Pirates are sitting on 33 points. For Kaizer Chiefs, I think their mandate now is to go and finish second.
So you think they can close this 4-point gap?
Yeah, they can if they don't drop points in matches where they should, like...
They've been drawing left, right, and center.
Yeah, you see, of which it's... Hence, I'm saying that if they win matches that they're supposed to win,
yeah,
you know, because along the way, they will be playing Mamelodi Sundowns, of which I think that's where Kaizer Chiefs will cause an upset. Because now everyone is against her. It's like her Kaizer Chiefs. Even their match against Mamelodi Sundowns, everyone was saying, the first leg, everyone was saying Sundowns it's going to be a walkover.
Yeah.
But they stood up to the occasion. Of which I believe when they play again against the Mamelodi Sundowns, Kaizer Chiefs might surprise a lot of people on that day, you know?
Yeah.
So... For me, I think that's what they can play for. It's to finish second and hope these other teams, they drop points along the way.
All right. Gents, do you think they avoid defeat against Cape Town this weekend?
I don't see them beating Cape Town Spurs.
Do they avoid defeat, though? Because let's be honest. I mean, if they go, they get hit.
It's hard to say. If I remember, they got dropped 1-0 at FNB. The last time they met...
I think it was Mayo, wasn't it?
Yeah. It was Mayo who scored. So, and now they're playing away.
It's not going to be easy for Kaizer Chiefs.
They may surprise us, but...
So, I think for me, a win for them will be a bonus.
Yeah.
If they win.
All right. With that being said, give me your predictions.
1-1.
Spurs. I mean, Cape Town City.
To take this one. Yeah.
2-0.
All right, gents, it's been a pleasure discussing all things African football related with you. Same time, same place next weekend. Cheers.
Cheers.
Hit the target.